Rabbana, Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu wa ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Shiraz Agha. Today on The Key, we want to examine a question that might pop up in the minds of some people. And that question is regarding the reprehensibility of certain professions. There's a tradition narrated from the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, regarding the reprehensibility of five professions. A certain man comes to the Holy Prophet and asks him regarding the profession he should encourage his son to pursue. The Prophet then mentions five professions which he discourages the person from allowing his son to pursue. One of them is the profession of a butcher. The other is that of a person who sells slaves. The third is the profession of a person who sells wheat. The fourth is the profession of a person who is a goldsmith. And finally, there's the profession of the person who sells burial shrouds for dead people. Now, we know that every profession which performs a function in society, which is necessary for that society to continue, is good, it could be recommended, and in certain cases it could be obligatory. Why then would the Prophet discourage this person from allowing his son or encouraging his son to pursue these professions? This is the question that we want to address here today. The answer to this question can be understood when we make an examination of the context within which this tradition has been related, in which the Prophet made this statement. In this tradition, the Prophet not only mentions these five professions and discourages this person from encouraging his son to pursue them, he also mentions the reason why that these professions should not be pursued. For example, the Prophet says that the person who sells burial shrouds, he wishes that people would die so that his business would thrive. Or that the person who is a butcher, by killing animals constantly, the person's heart becomes hardened. Or the person who sells wheat, he hoards the wheat so that the price of wheat would go up and he could sell it at exorbitant prices to the people so that his business can thrive. Or that the person who sells gold and is a goldsmith, he often cheats people when he weighs the gold. So by mentioning these reasons for the reprehensibility of these professions, we could easily say that their other professions are similar. I mean, if there's a profession that leads to these same problems, well, they would also be the same. This doesn't mean that there's something essentially wrong with these professions. Rather, if these professions lead to these unethical traits being created within the person, then they become, you know, frowned upon. They should not be discouraged. Otherwise, if a person can do something that would prevent these evil traits and unethical qualities from being created within him, then there's no reason why the person couldn't pursue these professions. Or if other professions also lead to the same traits, there's no reason why those professions would also be similarly things which should not be pursued. Right? So this is not something that in this tradition doesn't indicate the essential, incorrectness or reprehensibility of these professions. Thank you for joining us here on The Key We were looking at the reprehensibility of certain professions in the eyes of Islam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.